Where do you get them from?
The doctor, Mom used to get them all on his back. And I had a nephew who used to get them all the time. But I'd say either there's some impurities in the body. It has to come out. That's the only way for them to come out.
Oh,
wow. Or either there's the blood is too rich. Mm-hmm. And they come out. First it comes out like, have you ever had a bump? I guess she said no. A bump that is very tender, that is very sore, mm-hmm. and it's hard. Because it hasn't, you know, it hasn't come to a point. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can mash it. It's very painful.
No, I never.
Then once you mash it and you get that core, I call that pus the core. Mm-hmm. Once you get all of that out, you know, the pain leaves, but it leaves a hole in your skin. It really does.
Wow.
It is a hole in your skin. Oh man, that is one painful thing. It really is. Because I had two of them. When my oldest daughter,
off I didn't come on her and all that came out.
I'm not bothered. She has to be careful how she comes. Get some of that hair rinse and tell her to rinse her hair with that hair rinse. With my oldest daughter, I had two brothers. I was breastfeeding. I breastfed both of my kids. And on my breast, two of them came. Oh, man. I couldn't breastfeed on that side. So therefore, all the milk had accumulated. I was walking like this. So finally, it was Mama and a lady across the street, Mrs. Arnold, that had to squeeze the milk out of it.
You already had some cake.
No, darling.
You want some cake?
No way, I don't want it.
Good.
And finally, I had to go to the doctor. He burst the things, the two walls, and left a hole that deep in it. Yes, indeed. And gradually, you know, Mother Nature has a way of healing, you know, itself.
Yeah.
And healed, you know, normally everything was fine. Oh, man, talking pain. They'll give you a headache. They'll give you a headache. Oh, come on.
Don't stop, please.
Breathe, don't stop. They will give you a headache and they will give you a fever.
I didn't know that.
And on that particular area, you can feel the fever, you know, the heat.
Yeah, the heat.
Oh, man, it's painful. It really is.
Huh. I've heard of them, but, you know, I've never
heard about them.
Okay, if somebody's in a war...
No, baby, just the breeze comes through.
And a bullet goes through their arm, you say they have a...
I did the first question.
Okay, if somebody's in the war...
War?
And have a bullet go through their arm, say he's got a...
Goes through his hole in his arm.
Okay, or what else might I talk? He's got a war...
A war injury?
Okay. If somebody got stabbed.
A wound.
What might you, when a wound doesn't heal clean, kind of a white granular substance forms around the edge?
Pus? Scalp? Make them up. Pus.
It's some kind of flesh.
You're not talking about a scalp, are you? Is that what you're going to drive with?
Now they're going by.
Oh my goodness.
It's like that way. Have you ever heard of crab flesh? Anything like that?
Does it get hard?
Well, sometimes they use alum to get rid of it. I'm really not sure exactly what it is. I'm not much of a doctor.